bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the first chapter of 2 Timothy. Follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me, in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. By the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you. Galileo, the 16th century scientist who was silenced by the church, has to be confused. Some of you may remember the story of the brilliant astronomer whom the church had silenced as a heretic and imprisoned in his home. When the world wishes to point out how narrow-minded Christians are, they love to trot out that story. Of course, they conveniently forget the church did what it did only after the scientific community had been consulted. Now, it seems that the roles are reversed, and the scientific community has taken steps to silence a Christian. A short time ago, Michael Rice, Britain's Royal Society's Director of Education, addressed the subject of how school teachers should speak to Christian and Muslim students who believe in creation. After saying, "Creationism is best seen by science teachers not as a misconception but as a worldview," Rice was asked to step down. The Royal Society maintained his words had led to damage to the society's reputation. It is possible that Rice, an ordained Church of England pastor, may have caused some problems for the society. But most certainly, no more damage than the society has done to itself. From the reports I've read, most people, even those who disagree with Rice, don't seem happy the society, which objected to Galileo being censured centuries ago, are now doing a bit of their own condemning. Still, the society's vehement anti-Christian reaction is the kind of overwhelming response which seems to be becoming more frequent. Because that is so, I would encourage Dr. Rice, and all who are being shot down for their faith, to hear the encouraging words of Paul. Follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me, in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. By the Holy Spirit who dwells within you, guard the good deposit entrusted to you. By God's grace, and with Holy Spirit given faith in our Savior, each of us needs to stand fast, holding tightly to the good deposit of salvation which has been given to us through the life, death, and resurrection of the Savior. Which is why, in our prayer, I ask you to think upon one person you know who is being pressured and persecuted by the world. Let us ask the Lord to help him hold fast. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Jesus told us following him would mean taking up our cross. For all who are being persecuted, and especially for... I ask an extra measure of the Holy Spirit. Help him hold fast to Jesus' freely given salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.